other day you had your spring football game for your youngsters. How did that go?
It was great. You know, we always, in April, we run a sixth grade intramurals with football. And first, I want to give a shout out to Coach Colton Stone and Coach Phil Osten. Those guys helped me out with that through the month of April, and we had 26 sixth graders out for that. And we always try to treat it like spring ball. That's how we call it. And you know, we had 15 practices. Two of those were scrimmages, and we always like to, you know, end that or come to a close with that. With a spring game at Weiland Field, it's always just adds a little bit more to it. It's pretty cool that we were able to do that this year. And so we look forward to that in the spring every year. It gives us an opportunity once again to get around the kids, get around the faces that are coming up through the program. And what a great group of kids that we were able to work with for those several weeks. So like I said, we did 15 practices, and two of those are scrimmages. So it was a lot jam-packed in April, but the kids did awesome, and we capped it off with a spring game. So that really kind of really gets you going as we head into the end of the school year, which is just hard to believe. We say it every year, it cooks by pretty quick. Really feel like it's been an awesome school year. Really believe that we've had a really good off season, and now we're getting into the summer months, which is exciting. School's, you know, coming to a close. We want to finish strong with that. It's been a great school year, but now we're looking for the June, July months, the summer months, which is exciting because it gives us an opportunity to, you know, get some activities out there for our youth and be a part of our football program. And in a variety of ways, we've been proud of the things that we've been able to do over the years in the summer, you know, to provide opportunity, like I said, to, you know, to learn the game of football, get around the kids, get an opportunity to, you know, to meet the new faces in our program, and as they come up through our program, just continue to get to know those kids. So, you know, as we get into the June month, which is just right around the corner, you know, I'm going to pony this up with some of our older guys because we're really looking forward to our 2025 season that's coming up. You know, graduation's right around the corner. So, you know, when graduation comes, you always think about those departing seniors. We had a great group last year of seniors that did a great job for us. And we're looking forward to the challenge of replacing some really good football players down the line. Every one of those guys in that senior class was a pivotal part of the season we had a year ago, and a pivotal part of our program for the stretch of their careers. But our guys are looking forward to it. They're chomping at the bit. We've had a good off season. We're looking forward to the summer months to get ourselves ready for August, because the next thing you know, it's going to be week one against Beatrice. And so as we get into June, June 2nd through June 5th, we'll kick things off with our install camp with our older players in the mornings. That's our at-home in the morning team camp, where we install things and get ready for our travel camp, which I'll talk about here in a second. But we also, what's most important about that is after the morning session with our older players, we kick off our youth camp with our younger kids. And so that's grades 2nd through 8th, going into next school year, that grades. And so we look forward to our players stick around after that, our install camp. And that's what makes it most impactful. I say it every year. I know that the kids sign up to come hang out with the players. That's what is most exciting, get coached by the players that are older in our program. And so we'll do that for 4 days from 10:30 to noon. Like I said, that's June 2nd through the 5th. We've sent out mailings. We got brochures around town, such as, you know, at KICX radio station, sports shop, McCook Lettering, the schools, offices. My number's on there. Any way we can get you a brochure, get you signed up. We also most definitely allow walk-up registrations on that Monday, June 2nd, if you don't happen to get one in. But that's really an exciting time, and the, you know, the last couple 3 years we've really had phenomenal participation. We have for a lot of years, but it's really been great the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, where we've had close to 200 kids out there, and we want to keep keep that going. We want as many kids out there just being a part of it, being around the coaches, being around the players. And, yeah, it's a camp. We teach a ton of football in 4 days. So we want kids to get signed up for that. Grade 2nd through 8th are eligible for that. So that'll be 4 days in June, which is coming right around the corner. Really look forward to that time. And then, as I said, we have our install camp with our older players that June 2nd through 5th. And then we'll go to Hastings College for a travel camp June 8th through the 10th. We've gone to Hastings College the past couple years. You know, what does that camp look like? We bring our players with us with all their gear and everything. We shack up in dorm rooms for a couple days, I guess roughing it a little bit, not really, but it's exciting to go to a travel camp. I have a lot of loyalty to the head coach there, the coach Matt Franz, and I played for in college. They just do a great job with that camp. There's a lot of really quality opponents there, the likes of Elkhorn North, the Central Cities, the Ashland Greenwoods, and so on. And so the competition's really good. You know, what do we look for out of that Hastings camp? We just want to see where we're at as a team heading into the rest of the summer. And I know our guys really love getting to go to those camps, and specifically Hastings, and be able to put it all on and scrimmage. And that's why we have that install camp those 4 days before. It just gets us ready to go to that camp in Hastings. And we'll do that for 3 days. And then once we're done with our travel camp, it'll be lifting weights the rest of the summer, getting bigger, faster, stronger. And we'll look forward to that process for several weeks. And not only with our older players, but we have a junior high session as well, which we love getting. It's a full morning. That's the thing. And we love to get we get a lot of athletes through there, a lot of our football players, obviously, which is what we want. And so that'll be the rest of June. And then we'll head into July, and July obviously means after the 4th is McCook Football League. Once again, looking forward to another great league season. Got to give a shout out to Community Hospital for their sponsorship for that, and you know, being really the legs of the league and being able to make that go. And then also with our youth camp, Acme Printing and MNB for helping sponsor the footballs. Each kid gets a football at youth camp, and they're awesome. They look great. I just really want to make sure I put a plug in for those sponsors. We can't do it without them. And so as we get into McCook Football League, we'll start that July 6th with our equipment checkout, and then we'll kick off Monday, July 7th with our first practice, and that'll be a 3-week league season. With games built in and getting on teams and getting jerseys and all those things that have made that a really special league for a long time. And we just want to get as many kids out there as we can for that. Grades 5th through 8th are eligible to play in that. We do two divisions, the 5th and 6th grade division, and then the 7th and 8th grade division. And participation's been really good for a long time. Everybody's welcome in the surrounding area, not just the McCook kids, but everybody in the surrounding area. We've had for a long time kids from Dundee County come down, from a lot of places, and so we want to make sure that we really communicate that it's for the Southwest Nebraska region, and get as many kids in that league as we can. The more kids you get, the more teams we can have, and that's what that's all about. And you know, here we are talking, you know, through July, and I'm gonna probably be careful about talking too much about August, because we're just getting out of school. I think I get a little bit of people rolling their eyes at me. We're already talking about August, and we start football August 11th. But that's the excitement that comes around when, you know, you get to that springtime, March, and then specifically May. Just, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, as May rolled around, coming down and talking on Coach's Coffee about the things we got going this summer. It's going to be an exciting summer. We want it to be a really great summer for us, to get us ready for next August and our 2025 season. We're really looking forward to the players we have coming back. We felt like we ended on some really good things at the end of last season, but by no means are we satisfied, and that'll be the motivation moving ahead.
You got a couple of all-star games you're also going to be in touch with in Kearney and Scottsbluff with some of your players too, aren't you?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Rich. We got a couple all-star games coming with the Nebraska Shrine Bowl and then also the Western Nebraska all-star game. And I'm really proud to, you know, once again announce that, you know, Davian Hanson and Quentin Terry will be playing in the Shrine Bowl in Kearney. And then I also got word that Beckett Heskett got selected to the Western Nebraska All-Star Game. And so I'm just really proud of those players, three players that just meant a great deal to us throughout their careers and did a ton for us. And, you know, when you get guys that are selected to All-Star Games, it just makes you proud as a coach because you realize how much those guys have put into it and their development and what those All-Star teams and coaches feel, that those guys are definitely valuable assets to be on those teams. And so we'll look forward to keeping tabs on those guys as they go through the practices of those weeks. And that'll be the first part of June. Those dates will be the first part of June, which will be June 7th, which is a Saturday, obviously. The bummer thing is they're on the same day. It is what it is. But the Nebraska Shrine Bowl game will be on June 7th and the Western Nebraska All-Star game out in Scottsbluff. So once again, Quentin Terry and Davian Hanson will be playing in the Shrine Bowl, and Beckett Heskett will be playing in the Western Nebraska All-Star game on in Scottsbluff. Proud of those guys. They, like I said, could talk forever about them, what they've meant to the program. And it's really proud as a head coach in a program to watch those All-Star games and see the MC out there in representing our programs. And can't think of three better guys to do that. These guys are top-notch, great kids, work extremely hard. They've meant a ton to us. We're going to hate to lose them. But that's the challenge, is, you know, replacing a Davian, replacing a Quentin, replacing a Beckett. That gives motivation for the players that are coming up to step in and fill those shoes that those guys left.
Quentin coming off, of course, knee surgery. Is everything coming along for him pretty good?
Yeah, everything's coming along well with him. I just yesterday, we got with the guys, those three players and those three individuals, and got their equipment, got everything ready to them, and, you know, was able to talk with all three of them. Obviously, I see them all the time. But Quentin is coming along with his knee. He says things are progressing, and so he's looking forward to the opportunity to be in the Shrine Bowl, obviously, and play one last time. And but all intents and purposes, things seem to be progressing well, which is a blessing. It's great for Quentin that things are going well, and he'll be able to participate in that game.
Excellent. It's going to be a busy summer. We'll be keeping tabs. You and I, we always do throughout the summer on stuff going on, and it's going to be fun. It'll be fast, too.
It'll be fast. You know, just like the school year, cooks on by. It always does. You just get in a rhythm. You get going. And then the springtime comes, and you're just getting that itch more and more. It never stops. I mean, even the last game against Bennington, it's always going. You're always thinking about it. You're always getting things ready. But as you get close to that March, April, May, things are amping up. We're getting ready for it. We're just, like I said, it's exciting to get rolling into the summer. It is going to be a busy summer, but we want it to be that way. We want to provide opportunities to get kids involved, obviously our older players, but then our youth as well, and get things going. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting 25 summer. There's a lot of things going on, but we're most definitely looking forward to it.